You may not have noticed, but a few months ago, the Trump administration stopped using a century-old law to fine industries when birds are accidentally killed by oil spills, power lines, or wind farms. But conservationists and bird lovers aren't taking it sitting down. Eric Schneider is with the National Audubon Society.
It really represents one of the most significant rollbacks in bird protections in our history.
He says the Migratory Bird Treaty Act was used to hold industry accountable, specifically when it came to the accidental death of birds. He points to the Exxon Valdez and Deepwater Horizon tragedies, where lots of birds died and companies were fined millions of dollars. But late last year, the Interior Department took a second look at the law, and they decided that law would only protect birds that are killed or captured by poachers, not ones that die incidentally from uncovered oil pits, wind turbines, or massive oil spills. Schneider called the second look senseless and unnecessary.
This isn't something that has caused serious burdens for industry. Unfortunately, I think we're seeing a variety of actions that aim to reduce perceived burdens on the energy industry, and I think this plays into that.
The Audubon Society has filed suit, but the American Petroleum Institute has applauded the government's reinterpretation of the law. They say it was used overzealously to hurt oil and gas companies. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgie.